Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Patricia Sainoj, local history buff, who is going to be speaking to us about her new private tours that she plans on doing of the Pot and Spring site in Mansonville. Thank you so much for being here with us, Patricia. Please tell us a little bit about the history of Pot and Springs and its historical significance to the area.
It has quite a bit of historical significance. It was before the area was really developed, it was basically discovered by Nathan Banfill in the early 1800s, who was working a field for a local farmer and was looking for water because he was thirsty. And he stumbled upon this spring in the mountain that smelled like rotten eggs and tasted funny. And it kind of took off from there because it's a natural mineral spring. And as it caught on, people would come from all over for the medicinal benefits, like it would cure all kinds of ailments. So that went on for years. And then in 1875, they actually built the Pot and Springs Hotel. So that kind of skyrocketed things. And the railroad was put through there, so there was a stop right at the hotel. And it was worldwide. People would come just to do the foot baths and there was a pool under the hotel where they would heat the water that came straight down from the springs, and people would sit in there and they would drink it. They had all kinds of different treatments.
So it was almost like a retreat for people.
It was almost like a spa. Was that kind of, yeah. And the property itself is beautiful. So even if it wasn't for that reason, it's a gorgeous area.
And who owned the hotel exactly, or who decided to build that hotel?
That's an excellent question. Mr. Green, I believe, was the one who actually built the hotel eventually, because it was on his land. But it went through a couple of owners, and then eventually it burned down in the 30s, unfortunately. But it's still got a lot of, all of the foundations are still there, and to go up to the springs, like the walk in the woods is beautiful. And up near the springs, there are all kinds of carvings in the rocks, like just names and 1863, the Freemasons emblem. They had a big part of that property as well. And a lot of the stonework from the foundations you can still see was done very well and in different styles even. So the original hotel wasn't as big as the finished product because they added another wing farther on. Yeah, so they could accommodate like 75 people. Yeah, $2 a day. Seems crazy now.
And so how did you get these private tours set up? I know that it was on private property.
I learned to ask questions, I guess. I don't know. I feel so lucky that it turned out this way because I've been itching to get up there because I went when I was a kid, and it's been years since I've seen any of it. And last summer, the Yoga Foundation, who owns the property now, was having they call it their annual picnic, so it's open to the public, and we all went, and Gérard Leduc was launching his book on Pot and Springs, so I got to meet him, and they did like a little tour, so it kind of ignited the spark, I guess you would say. So I've been walking around for almost a year going, oh, how do I get back there? There's so much stuff I want to see again, learn more about. So finally I was just like, I'm just going to call. So I called the Yoga Foundation and spoke to Madame Dallaire, and she said, yeah, that's a good idea. Let me put you in touch with the caretaker. So I spoke with him and everybody was on board, and they love their property. I mean, they've got some future plans for it, so they're very happy to have people be there because it's a feeling. You have to actually be on the property to understand how amazing it just feels to be there.
And now that you're able to offer these tours, what can people kind of expect when you bring them through this site in terms of what they see or what they will hear? Can you give like a little sneak peek for people who are...
Absolutely. What we do is we're going to start like on the lawn, because there's a beautiful lawn where they used to do fencing and all kinds of neat things. So we'll start with a little bit of me talking about the history. And then I'm going to take them around the foundations and the old, like there are all kinds of foundations to check out. And my master plan is to actually blow up some of the old pictures so we can stand in the same spot and see, you know, the picture with what's left in the background. And that puts it into perspective a little better. And then we'll be going down to the river so they can check out some of the yoga retreats, buildings, and just the like the beauty of the river. It's so peaceful. It's such a beautiful spot with the birds and the trees. Some of the trees, I'm sure, could tell really great stories. And then when we come back up from the river, we'll finally head up to the springs. So we take the same path that they used to take the horse and buggies and put the people in the wagons or walk up, and the same stone steps that they built back in the 1800s are still there. All of the petroglyphs, it's just, you have to see it. You have to see it to understand it. It's so, it's magical.
And have you had a good response? I know that you mentioned to me before the interview that you're having far more people reach out than what you expected.
It was, it's by far surpassed any hope I had. I was hoping for, maybe 20 people if I was lucky to just go and have like one tour. Now I've been confirmed for 2 dates, and I've split it into 4 different tours per date. So they have 8 chances to hop on board. Wow. And they're filling up. Spots are filling up really quickly.
How many people do you think you have right now lined up?
Now I have, I would say, well, the last time I checked, I was at about 75.
Oh, wow. And if more people plan on reaching out, do you hope to do more of these tours on different dates?
Yeah, I spoke to the caretaker, who's been super helpful, and he's been there for 30 years, so he knows so much about the history too. And if the first 2 go well and everyone is okay, then we'll definitely add some, but I can't guarantee it right now.
Like I mentioned before, you're a history buff and you like to explore these different sites. And if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned on your Facebook post that you're hoping to do tours of other sites as well around the area.
Oh yeah, I've got a few really neat sites in mind. I can't say too much because they're all on private property and I haven't reached out to all of the property owners yet. But even if only a couple of them pan out, there's so much history in this area. It blows my mind. The more you look, the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you want to learn. You never know what you're going to find walking. I've literally stumbled in the woods on one of the places that I'd like to go to because I was just out for a walk thinking, that looks like it might be neat.
So should people just keep an eye out for your Facebook posts and then they'll know like what you're up to, where you're going, what the plan is?
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do once this Pot and Springs thing is a little more concrete and organized completely, I'm aiming to have a specific Facebook page just for the history stuff.
What do you hope to accomplish with this tour of the Pot and Springs as well as your other hopeful private tours?
I just want to share it with people. It's such an amazing place. And like I said, you can't really put into words the feelings that you get when you're standing in some of these places. So it's really, I just want people to be hooked on history. It bothers me beyond words that history dies out so easily. And I'd like to eventually, through the tours, write a small series of books that are children's adventure stories, but that are all based on actual historical locations in the area. And eventually, because I always have a next, go into each of the homes, the elderly homes in Knowlton or around here, and just anybody who wants to tell me about their childhood memories, just take as many notes as I can so that someday I might be able to make them the little hero in a book that's actually about themselves. Oh. And then the kids learn through the elderly people sharing, and I love that.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.